The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
C.J. Stroud versus the Ravens was 17 of 31, 185 yards, no touchdown passes, no touchdown runs of any, no touchdowns of any kind, one interception, passer rating 59.2. Many people, including C.J. said it was the worst game of his career.
Oh my God!
It was a struggle, and I see many people texting in their thoughts and their grades. Toby. Goes F minus on YouTube and Twitch. I'm seeing people on the text line just said, hell with the grade. CJ, are you okay, bro? D minus from the text line as we do this every week, sending your grades for CJ Stroud. And Clint, I'll go first because I know you want to discuss a little bit more into it, and I'm really curious your thoughts on what you saw from CJ. But for me, I'll go with D in this just because, yes, he was really bad. But I also think there were things around him that were really, really bad that caused him, that helped cause some of his issues. And so I'll go D and not go full F from him yesterday. So a D for me on C.J. Stroud, this is the worst I've seen him play at Ohio State or here with the Texans. Your grade for CJ yesterday?
Yeah, it's an F for me.
Yeah, I thought
this is the worst CJ Stroud that we've seen, and it's through and through, and it's to a point. This is the first time that I've ever like really been concerned about CJ. Right? I mean, I think there's
like moving forward concern.
Yeah, I mean, who is CJ Stroud? I mean, last year was great, but at some point you see. I saw a graphic earlier since he grabbed Caleb Williams after the Chicago game and told him to learn from his mistakes. I mean, CJ's thrown like 16 touchdowns, and I can't remember as many touchdowns as he's thrown interceptions.
Oh, no.
I mean, the record I think is 7-7, and so anyway, it's not been good. But I'm at a point where as impressive as last year was, this year is as or more concerning, and I don't really know who CJ is. Look, I mean, you look at that game yesterday. Forcing the football into coverage and throwing the ball, forcing the football to Xavier Hutchinson, turned into an interception. The most concerning is, you know, there's four misses in about a five-play span that are just unacceptable. The dump-off to Dalton Schultz that would have been a huge gain, if not a touchdown. He somehow missed that. The overthrow of Nico Collins on the corner route when he's wide open, and Nico's, what, 6'4"? I mean, his catch radius is probably 10-plus feet high and 12 feet wide, and you somehow threw a ball that he couldn't even react to. That miss was awful. There's a John Metchie on an out route miss that was awful shortly after that. There's a check down right before the interception that was thrown to Xavier Hutchinson that was Joe Mixon's just a check over the ball and the ball's thrown at his feet instead where he could have caught and turned and at least got you in second.
He had him earlier in the game, too, where he just threw it you know, way ahead of him.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get to it in an easy 10, 12 yards.
Yeah, there's that one, too. So that's five misses. And I think all of that occurred in a matter of about six or seven plays. I know four of them were in a span of five plays. And you just can't afford to miss those kind of opportunities when you've got when your defense is getting ran through by Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. You got to at least show the potential to match the score, keep it close, apply a little bit of pressure to their offense where they can't just sit back there and run it and afford to be in second and long if they do get stopped. They got to at least get creative and throw the football around the park. The offense never did that. So forcing the football on the interception, missing the simple throws. I probably should put missing the simple throws early on. I thought the post-game presser was absolutely brutal with C.J. Stroud. The tone, the nonchalant, there was more hurt and more pain over Tank Dell's injury last week than being embarrassed on Christmas Day on Netflix. I just don't understand, the mindset of the quarterback right now. Which leads you kind of bleeds into the leadership style and how soft this offense is what is CJ's ceiling from a leadership standpoint? Like, I left this game asking myself, is you better go find a Trent Williams, a Deebo Samuel, a Christian McCaffrey, like proven like dudes that are the best in the game that are straight dogs, because your quarterback and your head coach aren't going to bring that to the table offensively. Like that's where I'm at with CJ Stroud. So this is it goes beyond just the field for me. I mean, I thought all of it was a mess.
He's becoming a tough watch for you.
Yeah, CJ Stroud is becoming a very very difficult watch for me. And again, it's because of all the things I just mentioned. Like, you know, I understand there's reasons. The protection was not good once again. The run game was not good once again. The play caller was not good once again. The options at him at receiver, the guys aren't creating a ton of separation. I understand it's not ideal circumstances.
But as you're saying, the quarterback sure as hell didn't. It wasn't like the quarterback was good and everybody else struggled. Like, he didn't help everybody else either.
Well, he was not good, which again, that in a vacuum is fine. But you know, the body language and the appearance of just quitting in the second half when clearly the game was over, but you're still in the game. Joe Mixon is still in the game. You're throwing go routes 10 yards out of bounds to Nico Collins. I mean, it's just like the whole thing was just a very, very difficult watch for me. And if we're being honest, like, this has been C.J. Stroud for a good stretch this season.
See, I think I'm glad you brought that point up, as I see a lot of people are texting in their thoughts on it, and many seem to be on the same page with you. But it does feel like this was finally, from some people, and I'm not saying that nobody was saying anything about his struggles, but it does feel like, Clint, that now it felt like a lot of people are looking in and looking square at C.J. and almost like, you know, Christmas Day was the day that maybe the honeymoon period ended for a lot of people with C.J. Stroud. It almost feels like people think, oh, my God, he just played bad today. But as you're saying, like, he's been kind of inching up to this,
yeah.
Right? This didn't just come out of nowhere, and it's not just one to denounce, like, all right, man, it was a bad game. Like,
yeah,
about the defense, maybe the defense just had a bad night.
Yeah, I can take that angle with the defense. I can't take it with anything offensively, and I can't take it with C.J. Stroud at this point in time. There's just the reality of it is I think it's more than accurate at this point in time to realize that, yes, I don't doubt C.J.'s tangible ability to throw the football. I don't doubt his ability to, again, make all the throws across the field and from the pocket be that ball placement specialist. I think that's still in there, but I'm really questioning, like, the leadership style.
Mm.
I'm really questioning the ability to handle adversity. Like, we said this last year, Ron. You can vouch for me on this one. It's easy to lead when you're exceeding expectations.
Yeah.
It's easy to get up there and have all the right things to say when you're winning 10 games, going to the second round of the playoffs after this fan base and this organization has been embarrassingly dysfunctional. it's going to be a different story when the expectations are up here, the schedule, the competition is up here, your play, the team's play maybe isn't, and you've got to figure out a way to draw guys together and bring this thing together and get it right and right the ship.